Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike. This is Squawk 1200. And today we are joined by Scout Helicopters. And today in the studio we have Shane Taft and Vladimir Krulov. Welcome.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate getting to be on the air today and letting people know about our helicopter.
Okay, now tell me about the Scout helicopter. Is this a kit plane or a kit helicopter? Can't say plane. Or is this a manufactured helicopter?
Yeah, the Scout has been engineered and designed in Kiev, Ukraine, by the Scout team. And yes, it's going to be a kit helicopter. It's going to be an amateur kit build offered with a builder support program included that'll take place in Coatesville, Pennsylvania. It's basically a three-rotor blade, three-seat helicopter, which people really like, with a pretty good payload of what you can carry in it. It's made of super lightweight. It's all mostly aluminum and composite materials, so people seem to be really happy with it.
And you said it's a builder assist program. Where is that program going to be located at?
Okay, right now we have it set up to be in Coatesville, Pennsylvania. It could be in Lancaster, but most likely Coatesville, Pennsylvania.
And how long will it take to build this helicopter?
We're estimating right now about a month. Of course, all the like flight critical components and everything, the more complex riveting and everything will be done at the main facility, and then the parts and pieces shipped here, and we'll try to get the customer out the door as fast as possible and make sure that he knows what he's doing. So, you know, take the repairman certificate with him. So you want to make sure the critical components that need to be inspected and everything, they really know what they're doing, and you know, so they'll have a safe flying machine. But as fast as possible, probably about a month.
And what kind of engine are you going to have in the aircraft?
This one for the Oshkosh Special, we're offering it's a Lycoming family engine it's called the ECI IOX 370. We're offering with a supercharger, give about 230 horsepower. Also available is the Lycoming 390 engine or the ECI IOX 409. Which and is also about 230 horsepower.
They're all in the same horsepower. Yeah.
The Lycoming 390 is what's on it now. That's where all the flight tests are from, and that's about 210 horsepower. So
if you get the 230, you have a little bit of extra power there.
A little bit extra power.
That'll be nice. Yep. And what about fuel burn with those engines?
Right now, our tests are about 8.5 to 10 gallons an hour, and with a 32-gallon tank, you're getting about 3.2 hours of flight time out of it. Or 357-mile range is what we calculated.
So that's going to be a very cost-effective aircraft to operate then.
Yes. They try to keep the maintenance costs very, very low, the fuel costs very low. Everything that needs TBO, we're at a minimum. Most of the critical parts are about 2,000 hours. Of course, Lycoming engine is a 2,000-hour, but the blades, the main rotor blades, are all composite rotor blades. They have a 15-year life on them, or 8,000 hours, but flying 8,000 hours in 15 years is quite a bit of flying.
That's a lot of flying, yeah. Yeah. And now, you said this is a Ukrainian helicopter design?
This is designed in Ukraine. They have really good engineers that have worked on it. One of the main engineers that worked on it also was part of the team that did the Antonov 124 back when Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. That was a huge success. He got interested in helicopters and started working with the team to design this one. And they're really happy with it. I mean, it's been in design for about 3.5-4 years. And they've been working on it this whole time to bring it, to make it as safe as possible, to make it smart so that it was easy to work on and really safe. So even though it's experimental class, they wanted to do it with certifiable standards so that everything across the board was really good. And people will be happy with it. So,
how long have these helicopters been on the market?
It's on the market now. We're estimating about a year. If somebody were to order one now, about a year to delivery.
Okay.
But this is the first one that we have flying.
And are there helicopters in Ukraine flying these helicopters?
This one was flying in Ukraine. They have a second and third one they'll be complete in September. They'll do other like configuration testing with it and things like that. And then the first five serial number kits will start after those are complete. So
you're a very new company with
a new
aircraft. Okay, excellent. And what is the approximate cost on the kit with the build?
Right now for the special, we have $195,000. and that includes a builder assist program that we'll have in Pennsylvania.
And that's huge to have that assistance, you know, instead of just trying to do it all yourself and go from scratch. If you haven't built a helicopter, I hear they're fairly complicated machines.
Yeah, they tried to design it as simply as they could, but it's still a helicopter, and there's some complex parts that we really don't want people to do themselves, some of the flight critical parts. You know, it shouldn't be done by somebody in their garage, basically. So we want to make sure they have that support and build it there. So,
yeah. I'd rather have it done correctly and make sure that the customer has a quality product. Absolutely. When they leave the factory. And so you're in Pennsylvania for the build. It's going to take about a month. Is there any housing that you know of that's available out there for that, or is that still stuff you're working on?
We have hotels around that we could put a customer in. Right now, we haven't worked out that specific of the details because we're about 7 months out, I think, from starting any program like that.
Okay.
So things like that, we still have to figure out exactly how it's going to work, but.
And what about avionics in the helicopter? Does the 195 come with some avionics?
Yes, it comes with the avionics installed. There's three. They're all glass cockpits. So somebody buying now, they have an option of three different avionics packages and the different different glass displays. They're using one is the Dynon, and there's one. Who's the other? What? The other display. Okay, well, there's three that you can choose from if you're not happy with the one. But some people have asked about putting in Garmin's and things like that, which they can do, but the cost would be a little bit higher for that system.
And where are you located on the field?
Okay, if you come in the Celebration Way entrance, it's not Mobile Way, it's the second right. If you turn right there, you'll see the helicopter sitting out front. You can't miss it. So
and
it's booth 90, sorry.
I'm assuming you also have a website if somebody wants to go look at, because unfortunately the show's over.
The show's over. We really appreciate you guys having us on now. We would have liked to get on earlier if possible, but we didn't realize the interest would be so high either. So we're at least glad we could talk about it now. But yeah, the website, if somebody wants to go check it out, is www.scout.aero, and that's AERO. And there's some videos on there of it in flight. There's some videos on there of the facilities back where they do some of the proprietary parts and everything, and you can see how everything works and it's come together. So.
And lots of videos and all the specifications on the website.
There's more specifications on there. A lot of people have asked about other paint schemes. There's a couple of different paint schemes you can look at, color schemes set up on there already.
The pieces come pre-painted?
They'll come pre-painted, so everything is just basically a bolt together. Much as we can make it.
You don't even have to worry about painting the aircraft.
Yeah, and if there is a custom paint option that needs to be painted after for whatever reason, we are working with a painter already that's in Coatesville that we can use. So,
would the paint have to be stripped off, or can you get an unpainted version that you can then paint?
I'm sure
you don't
know
yet.
Work that out exactly as it comes, depending on what they need.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're very flexible with and able to accommodate the needs of the customer depending on what their desires would be for the helicopter.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. Some people want specific things. We had some people stop by. We're trying to take constructive criticism for anything that could be designed better, but most people, they thought it was really intelligently designed. And one guy said he wanted, Americanize it, basically put a magazine. There's a lot of leg room in the middle. And he said, well, you could just take that up with some magazine racks and cup holders. And so I was like, okay, yeah, we could do that. So, whatever they want.
If you want to eat into your useful load.
Within reason. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So.
Or you could just bring a bag, yeah. Everybody's got their own ideas. And that's one of the great things about experimental aircraft is that you can customize things that will fit your needs on these stuff.
Yeah, and we had some comments about seats and things like that. We talked yesterday with I think it was Jay Black from the Oregon Aero, and they do like different seats and things like that. If somebody didn't want that good seat, or they could do like a tubing and a webbing type of thing, whatever.
Save a little weight and increase your useful load. Now it's a three seat. Are there one set of flight controls or two set of flight controls?
Okay, there are three seats and two sets of controls, but to get the second set of controls in, you have to remove the collective from the right-hand side.
One of the flight controls you have to remove
to get the third seat in.
Okay.
But it comes off, it comes out really easy, and this one doesn't have it, but the next one is going to have a stowage point for both the cyclic and the collective controls on a side panel, so you can take them with you, and then if you get somewhere and somebody wants to fly with you, you'll be able to install them and go.
Nice. Now, what kind of market are you looking for? Are you looking for just individual owners of these aircraft? Or are you kind of looking towards possible flight schools?
Well, right now, the experimental class helicopters are not to be used for any commercial purpose. So, we can't really do anything with flight schools and stuff like that. But they wanted to kind of encourage the adventure spirit, private ownership, and keep it at a... Right now, it's at $195,000, which is still... It's expensive, but for a helicopter in that class, if it were to be certified, it would be, you know, a lot more. I mean, the cost would double. So they want to keep it somewhat affordable for people that are interested, and let them have the ability to have the repairman certificate to do their own inspections and maintenance and things like this. So, but any commercial application is not supposed to be used for experimental.
Now, have you looked into any possibility of getting the certified version, or is that on a long-term plan, or you just haven't even looked at that
well,
yet?
We've asked about it. Some of the engineers and the leadership of the company has said it's possible, but probably about they're not going to really consider it until 2 or 3 years and see how it goes with the experimental version. But people really seem to like it, so who knows?
So you have some options there.
Yeah.
Now, home builders, again, they love their customizable, and a lot of people like their jet engines. And any thoughts of putting a jet power into your helicopter?
As far as like a turbine engine?
A turboprop.
We also asked about that. So a couple people have asked. They're not really considering it because it's just too light. It's not really practical for that. Now, if they had a bigger helicopter come out later and they wanted some, you know, it would be feasible to do that, then they would probably do it. But they said it's not really needed for it. And the piston engines that they have, I mean, that's one of the good things about being at the show is other people coming by, you know, we talk with a bunch of different engine groups and things like that. So there's people pitching different ideas about different ways we could do it. Some engines are lighter and things like that. So they're definitely considering all options like that. But as far as turbine, we're not really considering that just yet.
And for your engines, are you using a standard magnetos on it, or do you have electronic ignition or a combination of both?
Electronic ignition, fuel injected. This price, we have a electronic governor, and it also has cyclic trim. So people seem to be really happy with those options. It kind of lets the pilot relax a little bit. And future models, we're looking at fitting it with an autopilot system, but that's going to add to the price, of course, because more complex system going in there. But some people want that, so we're talking to companies about doing something like that. And I think that's really something that we'll probably have nailed down for next year. We'll have one out here flying. We'll know more about these extra options that people can pick and things like that.
Wow, sounds like you're putting together a heck of a helicopter here, and lots of thought and study put into building and designing it and flying it, and it sounds like a very neat aircraft. One more time, where are you located on the field? If anybody happens to be on the field and they haven't found you yet,
we're in Exhibit Booth 90, which is just down the second right after you come in the Celebration Way entrance.
And what's your website one more time?
It's www.scout.aero.
All right. Well, we have been talking to Shane Taft and Vladimir Kurlov of Scout Helicopters, and you're listening to EAA Radio.